This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel this talent crumble. Well, thank you for calling, Tom. It's always nice to hear from her at this time of the Southern Hemisphere, especially when the frozen is always melted. And before that happened, I'd like to return to the previous discussion that we sometimes saw. 866-582-9933 is a number. Please feel free to call us during our normal hours of operation, which vary. Even though that number does not ring in the coastal time zone, we'll pay for the call. The telephone listen line number has changed, and our operators are standing by, ready. The usual 10% discounts apply until your order's taken. At which time our specially trained staff will assist you in redialing. And for an extra discount, please check your UPS mailbox for the flyer that we mailed out unaddressed in 2 weeks from now. Please tell your operator your discount code, George Bush, G-E-O-R-G-E, space, B-U-S-H. And it will be sure to misunderestimate the increase directly to you. All products purchased directly from us always carry our exclusive 100% money-back guarantee without exceptions until we carry them. As you know, this broadcast offers double your money-back guarantee delineated in your membership terms and conditions, if and when written. And although we don't say it often enough, please find just one person to tune in, so that we can definitively say that we have an audience. This concludes our doublespeak announcement, of which only the telephone number was mentioned. Now on to tips from the book that I've been writing, which I'm almost certain has not been published. Okay, first tip. Harbor Freight Tools, 20% off coupons. You've seen them. Don't leave home without one. And tell your cashier that you want to keep the coupon, and then pass it on to the person behind you in line after you've completed your transaction, as long as he agrees to do the same for the person behind him. And what I'm saying is, if you have a 20% off coupon that you receive in the mail, or however you receive it, pass it on. And that's what I do. So when I'm at Harbor Freight, if I have to buy a tool, and they have one that I think is going to be okay, I use my 20% off coupon. And sometimes I'll pass it on to a member of the family who's also in line, because you're only supposed to use it once. And I only use it once. Then I give it to someone else, like my son or my wife, who might use it again in the same line or in a different line. And I think it's always nice to save someone 20%. And But let them know that you don't want them to keep that or throw it away, because the cashier will let you keep it and have them pass it on to the person behind them and so forth down the line. So, those 12 people in line all benefit from your 20% off coupon. And it's amazing how many people I have found will buy something like a rolling floor jack for an automobile, $100, $150, some $189, without tax, and they don't have the coupon. And they're stunned when you hand it to them. Really? Thanks so much. And before going to a gun show, copy and paste that $2 off coupon from the internet. And what I do, well, I don't go to gun shows very much anymore. But I would go to the internet and I would copy that $2 off or that $1 off coupon multiple times onto the same word processing page. So I might get 2 up and 5 down. So meaning 1 across from another and 5 of them down the page. So that's like 10. Sometimes it's only 8. And then I would print them on my printer. I might print, 20 or so. And then I would cut them up and put them in my pocket. And then when I'm in line, there's always people behind you in line at one of these gun shows. You know, it's, you have to pay and cash. They like cash. They don't take anything but cash. I wonder why. I'm sure they report it, but I wonder why they only take cash. So when you are in line, you're going to see a guy in front of you and a guy behind you, and there's a whole bunch of people behind the guy behind you. You know, like 50. And so what I do is when the guy in front of me turns around, I go, "You have one of these?" "No." "Well, here. How about this one?" "Well, gee, thanks." And then I turn to the guy behind me and I say, "Do you have one of these?" "No." "Gee, thanks." And then I say, "Hold my spot in line for just a second. I want to get some more of these out." And I pass them down the line. And so I've just made 20 new friends. Now, it may or may not do anything in the future, but typically what I find is if you stay with them and make eye contact for a few seconds, they kind of remember you in the show. And they'll say hi to you again and again. And so you might actually make some temporary friends, about 20 of them. And then what happens is you'll see other people follow your lead, and they will print off coupons, not just for themselves, but for others. Okay, here's another tip. Back in the 1980s, I worked at the bank, a bank. I actually worked at 3 banks. And the one I'm thinking of had it was the corporate headquarters for the bank. And it was a campus. It was like a college campus, except way nicer. Magnificent building. Beautiful brick and glass. I mean, and it wasn't high-rise. It was just 2 stories. The boardroom had hand-tooled leather on the doors. The doors were maybe, I don't know, 10, 12 feet tall. They're imported from Italy. It's really, really impressive. And a former U.S. president was on the board of directors, Gerald Ford. And the security people wanted all of us to put these parking stickers that had the logo of the bank on our rear bumper in a specific location. And I didn't want to do it. I did not want to put one of these permanent stickers on my bumper for a lot of reasons. One, it let people know exactly where I worked. And I wasn't crazy about that anyway. Not that I didn't like the bank. I loved the bank. But I didn't want anyone who had a problem with the bank beating up my car in some parking lot somewhere. So I didn't put the sticker on my car. And the security people, you know, would show up in uniform at my desk. And they'd say, "You don't have a sticker on your car." And I said, "What do you mean?" "Well, you don't have a parking sticker, the one we gave you. It's not on your car." I go, "Huh. Really?" "Yeah." And they want to show me. So I leave my desk, I walk out to the parking lot, and sure enough, it's not there. And they want to know why. Because day after day, it's not there. So I get admonished for not having a parking sticker. And I'd always say the same thing. "Well, I put it there. I peeled off the back of the sticker just as it says. I licked it, and it doesn't stay on. They don't work." And they laughed at me. Like, "Finelli, you're not supposed to lick them." And eventually they gave up. Now the lesson is, you can smile and not comply. So I had, at that time, I had a red English sports car. The only one probably in the entire state, literally. It was a 1974 Lotus Europa. They only made a few of them. And there were even fewer of them in red. So I had my old Lotus, and by the way, they were really inexpensive at one time. Now, now they're like $100,000. But you used to be able to get them for a couple $1,000. Tip number three, how I sometimes approach getting a refund for a defective product. Now, I did this yesterday at the Chinese factory outlet. So I was in line, I was about number 10 in line in the customer service line. And you know how when the people in front of you, they want to know who's behind them, right? So they kind of turn around. Well, I was in line, and the line was getting longer. I thought maybe a couple people got behind. And the woman in front of me turned to me, toward me, and I smiled and said, "You have bugs too?" And she was confused. And then I turned to the woman behind me, and I said, "You have bugs too?" And she was confused. So we passed the time talking about the bugs. And a few others in line heard the conversation. They were interested in exactly what bugs we were talking about and how this would play out when it was my turn to get to the customer service representative. So I slowly approached the customer service counter with a smile, you know, when it's my turn. Next. And so I slowly approached. And when the customer service gentleman asked, "How can I help you?" I turned and I looked all around me, kind of like Columbo would do. I looked around me as if I'm pretty confused. And then I apologized for being late. Now, you realize there's a long line behind me, right? And it's taking me forever. I'm looking around, I'm trying to understand where I am. And then in detail, I slowly explained that this is all my fault. I never should have left them, you know, our son in the store. And this is what he did. See? See where it says bugs written in black magic marker on the four boxes of dehydrated potatoes and cheese? He bought these. And I didn't find out until a few days later when he was making them. We all stood around the pan, and they floated up to the surface. They stand out, you know, against the white-colored milk. The bugs are black. "I put some in the box for you." You know, he used a half a quart of milk. So all these disjointed things I'm saying, and he decides that the sooner he gets me out of that line, the better everyone else is going to be. So the customer service representative saw the line was about 15 or more, and he was rushing me, asking for my receipt. No, he bought these, not me. I don't have a receipt. The bugs are still in there if you want to see them. "Here's your cash refund, thank you." Then I said, "The half a quart of milk?" Now we need a supervisor to figure out what to do. They never had a situation quite like this before. So they were talking, and it took about a minute for her to figure out what they were going to do about the half a quart of milk. And she said, "Give him a half a gallon of milk." So I said, "But he only used a half a quart." He said, "Just bring a half a gallon back here." And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what I said when we come back."
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. So, as right after the gentleman, the customer service manager, said, here's your cash refund. He didn't ask me if I wanted a refund on a card. He wanted me out of there. And so I said, half a quart of milk? So we needed a supervisor to figure out what to do, and then the supervisor had to think about it, and she said, give him half a gallon of milk. Because they only sold in quarts, and quarts, half gallons, and gallons. So I said, just bring that half a gallon of milk back here, and we'll take care of it. And I looked confused again, and I looked around, and I said, do you see this line? It's longer. I can't even see the end of it. He said, just skip the line and come right up here, okay? Thank you. So I went and I looked at the milk and I got that half gallon of milk. But, you know, they don't have those brown bags in the freezer section. And it was going to be about an hour and a half before I got home. So I was looking around the store and I was having a tough time finding those brown, you know, ice cream freezer type bags. They don't have them anymore. Walmart around here doesn't have them, not even in the big city, Springfield. So I went to the produce department, and they have those bags on a roll. So I used about five of those, and, you know, made a air pockets around each bag, around each bag, around each bag. And then I used one of those twist ties. And then I put it, double bagged it at the self-checkout, you know, so it would approximate a freezer bag. Well, the funny thing is about this story, customer service representative didn't really know whether to be amused, smile, enjoy the act, or feel sorry for me. But I had fun, and even kept a straight face. But I believe that he couldn't hurry fast enough to give me a cash refund, mostly because it appeared that I was in no hurry. It appeared that I was confused, and I was apologetic for something that was not my fault. And I don't think he had ever seen all three of those things simultaneously, because most people are trying to get him to hurry up. And I had plenty of time. If it took 2 hours, that was okay with me, because I was enjoying the show. So what is the lesson there? The lesson is that I believe you can have fun doing something that is no fun. And I turned it into fun for me. And I said to Jason today, before the broadcast started, I said, Jason, I've been thinking about radio, and if I'm going to continue doing radio, I'm going to make it fun. Or I don't want to do it. So that's why I did the first opening piece. I asked him to fade down the intro 3x. So he faded down three times as fast. And I said, well, thank you for calling, Tom. It's always nice to hear from her, this time of the southern hemisphere, especially when the frozen has always melted. Then I said, 866-582-9933 is a number. Please feel free to call during our normal hours of operation, which vary. And even though that number does not ring in the coastal time zone, we will pay for the call. The telephone listen line number has changed, and our operators standing by, ready. The usual 10% discounts apply until your order is taken, at which time our specially trained staff will assist you in redialing. And for an extra discount, please check your UPS mailbox for the flyer we mailed out, unaddressed, in 2 weeks from now. Please tell your operator discount code George Bush, and be sure, and it, meaning your operator, and it will be sure to underestimate the increase directly to you. George Bush has been quoted as saying, I'm always misunderestimated. There you go. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As tens of thousands of angry Iranian citizens fill the streets of Tehran chanting death to America, the president of that nation is vowing retaliation for U.S. airstrikes that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani and some of his colleagues at the Baghdad Iraq airport. President Hassan Rouhani calling the attack a cowardly act. U.S. officials say those generals were planning new attacks against U.S. interests and allies in the Middle East at the time. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says of the Iranian people's reaction,
the Iranian people understand that America is a force for good in the region, and I'm convinced that the support that we have provided to the people in Iran and the support we will continue to provide for the people in Iraq will work to protect American interests and make lives better for those people as well.
He spoke on CBS this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Received an email from one of our class. And it said, I'll just read part of it, just a few words. Vincent, I share your concerns, and this was about the broadcast the other day. I share your concerns, this could trigger a civil war. The term would be revolution. because it's the government that wants to take your Second Amendment rights starting now, at this point, starting now in the Commonwealth of Virginia, with no grandfathering in of your ownership. So those are ex post facto laws. And what that means is, well, it was legal, but we changed our mind, and now the rules are changed, we changed them, and so what was legal is now no longer legal. And we've got new penalties. So you, although you did the right thing at one time, we've changed our mind, and now it's the wrong thing. And we have enhanced penalties for you. Now, the opposite of that is amnesty. You know, what was once illegal can become legal. Now, I'm okay with amnesty in some situations, oppressive laws, those kinds of things. But I'm not okay with them changing their mind, saying you can't buy or own or possess or have something that was legal at one time. Because we all changed our minds, and we want to beat you up. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with me, Vin Finelli.
Good morning, Vincent. I had no idea what was going on in that intro, man. I was wondering. Kind of disturbing.
Why do you say that, Robert?
Well, I was just, I tuned in, and I'm like, is this a rebroadcast? Am I hearing, you know, is it the timing off? I didn't know what was going on. Just very confusing, but, it was, as far as, you know, you talk about doublespeak, that was great, Vince. I mean, it was pretty awesome what you did there. I don't think I could do that.
Well, I'm sure you could. And Robert, the reason I wanted to, but some people think I've lost my mind. And I have been saying to fellow broadcasters, I don't think people are paying attention. I think they are zoned out. And, you know, one example was when I was in that customer service line yesterday at the Chinese factory outlet, I talked to the gal behind me. And I said, hey, how are you? And she looked at me like she was dazed. And everyone in the line wanted to know who was around them, but they didn't want to talk to them. So the line was probably, you know, 15 minutes long. Why not say hello, you know, and pass the time pleasantly rather than just stand there trying to prevent you're not looking at the person you're looking at so that person doesn't see that you're looking at them. And so you can avoid feeling uncomfortable. It's awful. So I always talk to people. And what I'm saying is, we have changed. We're in our own little world. We don't want to bother with anybody else. Just leave me alone. And it's not the way it used to be. So what I try to do is engage people around me, and I try to make it fun. And that's why when I said to the gal in front of me, you have bugs too? You have bugs too? She had no idea. And I said it that way. Of course she had no idea what I was talking about. And then she wanted to know, like I was whetting her appetite. What bugs? In these boxes of dried, you know, freeze-dried potatoes or dehydrated. Yeah. Oh, you know. And so I was telling her about this, and then she just couldn't wait to hear how this was going to play out. She thought this was going to be great. And I told her what I was going to do, and she kind of thought that was about the funniest thing she heard all day. But yeah, that was all doublespeak, what I was saying, you know, in the intro part about, you know, discount code George Bush, and we'll be sure to misunderestimate the increase directly to you. And
it was good, Vince.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I told Jason that literally, if I'm going to do radio, if I'm going to continue to do it, I'm going to have fun doing it. And I'm probably going to throw this in every once in a while just for my own amusement. But I really don't think a lot of people are paying attention. Now, you were paying attention because it didn't make any sense to you.
Well, I knew you had talked about it with Rick Miller, so I knew I kind of was is this what he's doing? And then, you know, once you get into it, I guess, yeah, I could tell. But initially when you came on and you were like, got off the phone with Tom and she was great or whatever, I was like, what the what is going on, you know? I thought maybe I had missed something, but you were talking about talking to people, Vince, and I think you come from, I'm younger than you, you come from a time, let's say, where it was the spoken word at all times. It didn't matter if it was in school or in work or in anything. You didn't have digital communication. People weren't emailing. They weren't texting. They weren't even a phone call, which is better than, you know, a text message. You still don't get to see the person. Okay. There's a lot of communication that you probably know how to do that a lot of people have either been trained out of or conditioned out of, even people your age. If all they do is watch TV and communicate electronically, over the years, they forget how to talk to people, too. So someone like you who's able to do that, you know, it could be intimidating to people. It could be just something that they're not experiencing normally. So you come along and you are relaxed and you want to talk to people, and they're like, well, I'm not used to this because, like you say, times have changed and we do need to talk to each other. So I'm glad you do that. I do that too. But then you also, I mean, I also know some people, they just don't want, you know, if you try to talk to a woman like in a platonic, friendly way, like, you know, sometimes they respond just fine. But a lot of them are like, you're hitting on me. And it's like, well, no, I'm not. You know, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not even interested in you in that way. You can't, sometimes you can't be nice to people, Vince, because they take it the wrong way, men included. And so it's just a weird thing out there now where, people, you know, they think the TV is real and that you talking to them there in the store is the fake part, you know. So that's what you're dealing with, Vince. It's just conditioning of our nation.
Yesterday, I mentioned I was at the Chinese factory outlet, and I had a little bit of time to spend while Mrs. Finelli was doing something else, and it was going to take her about a half an hour. She was having she's looking at eyeglass frames, and she was talking about an eye exam and that kind of thing. And then she decided to have an eye exam, so I wasn't allowed in the room with her, so I had about a half an hour. So I was walking down the main aisle, and there was a guy sitting down on a bench. He had white hair, and he had a Vietnam veteran's hat on. So I walked up to him, and I had my one item in the cart, which was the half gallon of milk all bagged up. And I said, you mind if I chat with you? That was my opening line. I said, no. So we were just chatting for a while, and after a couple minutes, you know, I said, my draft number was 211, and he said he was, he didn't have a draft number, that he was conscripted. And so a few minutes later, I said to him, so do you know why we were there? He said, I have no idea. And then a few minutes later, another guy came up and saw us talking, and my new friend had his Vietnam veteran hat on. Guy came up to him, same age, you know, as the two of us, and shook his hand and said, welcome home. I thought that was such a nice gesture. Welcome home. Now, these two guys never met each other. Okay, the guy I was talking to at first was from Arkansas. This other guy was from Missouri. And so the three of us were talking. And then after a couple more minutes, I said to the third man to join us, I said, do you know why we were there? He said, no idea. I said, you know, I was talking with a general, his name is Vallely. And I asked General Vallely, who was involved in the investigation of the Benghazi scandal with the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, praise the Lord, Hillary Clinton. And I asked him, do you know why we were there? And he didn't know either. Is that interesting or what? So we had this wonderful chat. And yes, you can talk with people you don't know. When it was all over, and his wife came over to join him, and we all parted ways, shook hands, and it was the nicest thing. It really was. And yes, you can do that. And you don't need a cell phone to do it.
Well, Vince, imagine being a veteran and you live in Virginia now, and they're going to tell you maybe you fought in Vietnam, and now they're going to say, well, we're going to come and, you know, how we armed you and trained you and all that other stuff. Now we're going to come and take your guns from you. Imagine being an American soldier where your rights are going to be, you know, there's people saying that, yeah, you will do this. They're going to fire the police, fire the sheriffs. It's like, my goodness, people, what are you talking about? You know, what do you mean? And it's just, I don't know what's going to happen, Vincent. It's crazy. If you know anyone in Virginia, Vincent, this is the time, this is the place to be in contact with them and just say, hey, you know, if they take that state, what is it to stop them from setting that precedent and then just taking the rest of them? You know, it's crazy, Vince.
Robert, that's exactly what I said, I think Wednesday. I think I said that Wednesday, that I'm very, very concerned about. Actually, I said it for the last 2 days. And I explained how many counties are in Virginia, and most of them have voted at the county level and some city levels. No, I'm sorry, just at county level, voted themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties. However, if the, and it's rural versus city, it's clear as could be that where the high density population is, those are the cities that are not sanctuary Second Amendment cities. Now, if you think about this, there shouldn't have to be anything like this at all. The Second Amendment should be pervasive throughout the entire United States. And it is the United States, not the United State, right? So I told the story in the last 2 days about how I was traveling in the Commonwealth of Virginia on a two-lane road, and I had my mom in the car, and my Mrs. Finelli was in the car, and sometimes our children. And we'd go to visit my dad and spend a day at the hospital because he was in a horrific car crash. Guy fell asleep at the wheel, crashed into him 55 miles an hour each, and he was really banged up, and he was there for months. Well, he made this trip every day, 7 days a week, and sometimes would stay overnight. And there was a gauntlet, and it was a state police gauntlet. You know, lights, red, blue, tow trucks, cars in the road, on the side of the road. And when it was my turn, it was license and registration. And when I said, why? That state trooper wanted to yank me out of the car.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just me today, and Robert in Kansas has joined in, and we're talking about the battleground in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. And what I was saying is many years ago, over two decades ago, I was on this two-lane road, one lane coming, one lane going with my family to visit my dad in the hospital as I did every day. And this one day, this was a back road. It was a gauntlet, and there were police lights ahead, a lot of cars in the road, a lot of cars on the side of the road, both directions, and tow trucks, a lot of tow trucks. And so I stood back with my car, and I waited my turn, and I moved up very slowly, and this large, imposing man with the big hat and the badge and the handgun and all the tools and the radio said to me, "License and registration." And I said, "Why?" And he was livid. And he was about to pull me out of my car window and pummel me right then and there. And I guess he composed himself and told me that I needed to produce it. And eventually he said, "This is a license and registration and insurance checkpoint." So that told me that all those tow trucks were for people who either didn't have a license, a registration, or an insurance card. And there were a lot of them. And these guys were holding up traffic, just making sure we're all safe. And I turned to my wife after it was our turn to proceed, and I said, "We're moving. This is nuts." And I saw this coming. And I even saw in a little hamlet where I lived of 500 people in the central part of Virginia, about, 50 miles off the North Carolina line, the middle of nowhere. Nothing happening there. So little happening there, the war of northern aggression went around this area. Seriously. And it was just farmland. We had Mrs. Finelli and I were coming back from an event in the county. It was probably 9 o'clock at night. No one was on the road. I mean, very few people. Maybe us and maybe one other car. And there were the police. And they had a checkpoint. It was, you know, the sheriff. He had a checkpoint. Everybody knew who I was in the county. I mean, literally, they did. And we were on the news all the time, you know, with our computer technology. I mean, we were on the Virginia News Network. We were on the 6 o'clock news, you know, as features. They were talking about us all the time. We were in the newspaper. So they knew who we were. They could recognize us through the windshield. And they were going to stop us. And I thought, I'm going to try this. So they're telling me to pull over. And I just waved and said, hey, good evening. And I kept going. And you know what? No shots were fired. So, Robert, to discuss what we're talking about, in the Commonwealth, the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia, there are 86 of the 95 counties that have resolved to be Second Amendment sanctuary locations, counties. What is not part of that are the following areas, cities. So these are not Second Amendment sanctuary cities: Alexandria, Charlottesville, Danville, Emporia, Fairfax, Falls Church, Fredericksburg, Hampton, Harrisonburg, Hopewell, Lexington, Manassas Park, Newport News, Petersburg, Portsmouth, Richmond, Salem, Suffolk, and Williamsburg. Those cities have not joined in to support the Second Amendment. And there are three counties that have not joined in as well: Arlington, Clark County, and Fairfax County. Now, who lives in those counties? Well, Fairfax is a bedroom community for people who work in the District of Criminals. Same thing with Arlington. Same thing with Fredericksburg as a city. So
those are probably the illegal immigrant sanctuary cities and counties that you just named. They probably have no gun rights, but illegal aliens can come there and live, you know, and commit crime and not pay taxes, things like that.
Several years ago, I told the story about how I was in Fredericksburg, Virginia. I was at a Chinese factory outlet. I was with our family. And I saw this white police car slowly driving up and down the Walmart parking lot. I don't have enough time to tell the whole story before the break, but I'll start it and I'll finish the story. And Robert, if you'd like to hold on and stay with me, I'd love it.
I'll hold Vince, and let's talk about first guns too.
Yeah, first guns. I'd love to do that because I know you know. So this police car had cameras on every corner and on the roof. So two in the front, two in the back, and two in the rooftop looking at the sides with a license plate scanner years ago with a proprietary wireless network to read the license plate and determine who was out of registration. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.